Steve Burness with us now, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, and it's time to warn you about a few things, including getting holiday decorations. Hi, Steve. Tell us about this scam.
Well, good morning, Bob. How are you? Thanks for having me on today. And I know we're all preparing for Halloween today, but the scammers are already preparing for Christmas. So every year is a perennial problem, Bob. We just want to jump on this one so nobody gets victimized. You're searching online for some holiday decorations. You find these perfect items at really reduced price, and you click on the link, and it's a website looks great, and it's really a scammer just trying to take your credit card information. They say they'll ship it to you, and nothing ever comes. So we just want consumers just be careful of those too-good-to-be-true ads, and make sure you do the research on the company. Make sure they're have an address and they have some background on them, and check out their reviews as well with the Better Business Bureau.
Be careful. In Elmhurst, in the last few days, the police have handled cases involving a gift card scam. How does this work?
Well, it's increasing again, Bob. It's a problem that happens quite often, and we're seeing that happen in Elmhurst, and the police issued a warning, as you mentioned. You know, when you get an email from somebody asking to buy a gift card on behalf of them because they can't do it, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob. So it's either business-related, or if it's your cousin or somebody can't do it, they can't buy a gift card, or they need you to help out and get it for them quickly because they have a meeting or they're out of town or whatever it may be. That's a scammer hacking on your email address and sending it all to your friends. And what you do is you buy the gift card, you give them the numbers on the back, Bob, and they can redeem them right away, and you lose everything.
Wow. There's a new warning from Visa about something called digital pickpocketing. What is that exactly, Steve?
Well, I think consumers have to be aware of this, and Visa just reached, like you said, mentioned, issued a new report. It's really called digital pickpocketing. It has become increasingly common, especially in the last year, according to Visa. You know, scammers really carry this out using a mobile point of sale device, which they really tap against you and an unsuspecting consumer and initiate a payment. Usually it's in a crowded area. So not only do you have to worry about, you know, pickpocketing, Bob, now you have to worry about digital pickpocketing, where they put up a machine and they tap your wallet, purse, or whatever it may be, and steal your money through your credit card and take your credit card information and make some charges. So what we suggest to consumers, and most banks do this, Bob, is that you have you get a notice or an email text anytime your account has been, you know, used in any way. So put those alerts on. So if your card's used with $10 or more, it'll alert you right away so you can put put these scammers out of business and not let them, you know, get more money out of you.
Yeah, especially if you're traveling, tourists are a target here. Beware of your surroundings, and it's the new style of pickpocketing. And we talk about the bad businesses and scams and spams all the time, but we should also talk about Thank a Business Month, Steve.
Yes, November is Thank a Business Month with the Better Business Bureau. So as we enter this busy holiday shopping, it's really time to thank the businesses that have done well for us over the years and have done great things. Really a nod of support for them, you know, to help them in their business and getting additional business, because it's really hard for small businesses to operate, but also to get those customer reviews. And recently, the Better Business Bureau did a trust poll and found that 68% of respondents are more likely to leave a review for a business after a negative experience. So that's almost 70% after negative. So we want consumers to thank those businesses that are great, that you've used over the years, and give them a positive review at the Better Business Bureau website. So again, November is Thank a Business Month by the Better Business Bureau.
Yeah, don't just complain, compliment once in a while. That's something to remember, not just in terms of the Better Business Bureau, but in life in general. And finally, it's time to check your credit report, isn't it?
It is, and as daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. this Sunday, we need to set our clocks back, but we also want you to check your credit report. It's a simple now and free process, Bob. And, you know, as we talk, you know, for years about identity theft, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when you will become a victim. So getting your credit report is very paramount importance. It's at annualcreditreport.com. That's the only website we want you to go to that's endorsed by the government and done through the government. And you should get it not only for you, Bob, but also for your children, too. Because they're sometimes victims of identity theft, and parents don't think that, especially if they're younger children. They think nothing's going to happen to them. Well, the thief could steal that information as well. So annualcreditreport.com, get your credit report at least 4 times a year, Bob, that we suggest at the Better Business Bureau.
Good information as always, Steve Burness. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.